we're in a lot of ways very well prepared and positioned to sort of incorporate these technologies in, and use them to bring our message out to a wider group of people. So that's, I mean, I'm hugely excited about that opportunity. I think, you know, to get there, one of the things that we have to do is prevent tune-out factors on the radio now. Since our funding comes, you know, primarily from our listener support, and we know that people listen to the radio for a variety of reasons, or conversely, don't listen to a radio station for a variety of reasons, we need to remove the reasons why they don't listen. And that's
why is that important? Explain to me why preventing the tune-out factor is a crucial thing in your mind here. Why is that?
If I come across a program that has a telephone, right now, what I'm overmodulating on this mic, right? You know, I can hear it. So like, isn't this annoying?
Yeah.
How much more annoying would it be until there was another meeting across the hall with someone who was using their mic the right way, and that they would go, and that you actually rather go listen to what they have to say than put up with this.
Well, it depends on what you're saying.
Exactly. And for a lot of our listeners, for those listeners that we are their favorite radio station, that's exactly what happens. They will tolerate dropped mics, bad modulation, phone lines, but there are a lot of people out there that won't. And those people like the content, but they, you know, if they're driving down the street or listening in their car, and all of a sudden, you know, it just isn't pleasing to their ear to listen to technically, they'll go listen to something else. It's like you know, when you know, you could be in the middle of your favorite television program, and you get that, you know, sorry, we're having technical difficulties. Well, you've got, you know, so for a couple of minutes, you know, you go, all right, well, this is going to come back in a second. But for that second, let me just switch over and see what the score of the ball game is. So you, at that point, the score of the ball game might be something that you become more interested in than tuning back to your favorite sitcom.
Well,